good morning.
早上好。
Usually I say good afternoon, but now it's the English, no, the Chinese congregation.
通常我是下午好，但是今天的话换到早上就是早上好了。
Today I wanted to start today's sermon by telling you a short story about my relationship to money.
我今天要开始我的讲道呢，跟大家首先先分享一个我跟金钱之间的一个小小的关系，一个故事。
So my first real encounter with money was when I started to get weekly pocket money from my parents.
我第一次跟金钱打交道呢，是我首次第一次从我的父母那里拿到了零花钱。
I was given 3 Swedish kroner a week.
我父母给我每周3瑞典克朗。
This pocket money was mostly put into my piggy bank.
所以我把这个钱呢，大部分都放进了我的储蓄罐里。
And I, in the end, saved up around 1,000 kroner.
我最后呢，大概存了大概差不多有1,000块吧。
And that is roughly 333 weeks of saving.
那大概是存了330多个星期了。
Which is around 6.5 years.
大概是六年半吧。
I don't think I clearly remember what I bought, but I think it was my first Nintendo.
我不太记得我到底买了什么，但是我大概记得我买了第一个我的任天堂游戏机。
And later.My weekly pocket money, it was upgraded.
之后呢，我的每周的这个零用钱呢升级了。
By 66%.
升级了66%呢。
So I got a grand total of 5 Swedish.
然后呢，我就拿到差不多5块钱。
But you know, back in the days, 5 Swedish kroner is actually you can get actually pretty okay candy.
你知道呢，过去的五块钱瑞典克朗，差不多你可以买到非常 OK 的、非常好的那个糖果了。
And I remember before when I played violin.
我知道我以前就是去上小提琴课之前呢。
And before my lessons, I would go a little bit earlier.
在我上课之前，我会通常早一点点去。
So I went to a kiosk that sold candy.
我就去一个这种售卖亭去买那个卖糖果的。
And with my 5 kroners,
我有手上可握着5块钱呢。
I could get pretty much what I wanted.
我差不多什么糖都任我挑。
So I felt that I had a fortune in my wallet.
我就是简直的手握巨资了。
And then I would go to a Telia store.
我就去 Telia 的店。
And they had a Nintendo 64.
他们那儿有一个任天堂的64款。
And I could play for free.
然后我可以在那儿免费的玩。
And I could eat my candy.
还可以一边吃着糖。
It was the well.
这个简直就是
maybe the best part of my life.
这个简直我人生的最高光时刻了。
So money for me was a way to have fun.
所以钱那时候对我来说就是真的好玩。
And later I moved to Norway.
之后呢，我就搬来挪威了。
And I don't know if you remember, but I remember that at that time there were a lot of my classmates that delivered newspapers.
我记得那个时候呢，我们那个班上有好多同学，他们就是早上送报纸。
And they did it very early in the morning.
他们就早上很早的就出去了。
And one time, one of my classmates he asked me, "Do you want to join?"
有一次呢，我的同学就问我说：“啊，你要不要一起来呀？”
And he was very kind. He said, "Oh, if you since you join me, we both work, we divide the money."
他就很慷慨地说，哎，你看你跟我一起去了，咱们就分钱吧，你也拿一半。
So after we had worked,
之后我们工作完了之后呢
，we went to a kiosk.
我们又去了售报亭。
And there's a type of candy that works kind of like a spray back in the days.
那时候有一种糖就是有点像跳跳的。
So.You spray the candy in your mouth.
就是我们中国说的跳跳糖，放在嘴巴里会蹦的那种。
It is very good. You should try.
那很好吃，你们给试试。
And we bought those.
我们买了。
And we bought every single one of them in the kiosk.
把这个 kiosk 买空了。
And I remember correctly, if I remember correctly, it was around 16 of them.
我大概买了16包。
And when I got back home,
我回到家的时候
，My mom asked me because this was my first time working like that, and she was like, "How did you do?"
那我就回到家，然后我妈就说啊，怎么样了呀？好不好呀？你做什么了？你对你的钱怎么处置了呀
yeah, ？What are you going to do with your money？
你打算对钱怎么处理呀
？And she was not pleased to know that I spent everything on that thing.
她确实不太开心，听到我说我把钱都花在这糖上了。
And she didn't even get to taste it.
而且她都没尝到。
Because I ate all of it before I got home.
因为我在回家之前把这些都吃完了，她都没尝到。
So, Many of you who know me knows that I have a sweet tooth.
好多人都知道我有点喜欢吃甜食。
So one of my biggest blessings in life.
我最大的恩典在这个我觉得。
is that God has given me great teeth.
神给了一副很好的牙。
Later on, I became an auditor.
之后呢，我就成为了一个审计员。
The first job that was actually based on my education.
我第一份工作呢是跟我的教育相关的。
When you get your first salary as an auditor and you're living at home.
你当为你作为一个审计员的时候呢，你拿到第一份薪水，然后呢，在这个前提下，你还是住在家里的情况下。
You have no extra expenses.
你几乎就没什么开销。
It was massive.
所以对我来说，我就是剩好多好多。
So after I got my first salary,
所以我拿到第一份工钱之后，
I did not buy a kiosk.
我没去手宝亭了。
But I bought my first TV to have in my room.
但我在我的房间里买了一个新电视。
So now I can play games.
所以我每天都能玩了。
During nights.
晚上的时候。
So through my upbringing, my mom has always told me to save.
在我的成长过程中，我妈妈老是跟我说，你要省钱。
Save for the future.
啊，省着给将来花。
Save it in case you need it later on.
省着将来万一啥事儿你需要呢？
In a way, she was telling me that if you have money in a bank account, that means that you're safe.
她说，如果假如你的钱在你的银行账户，那就说明将来你有保障了。
As long as I have money, I would be safe.
如果你是有钱的，你就是有安全有依靠的。
As long as I have savings, I would be fine.
如果你是有存款的，你就是可以的，是安全的。
What is money for you?
那钱对你们来说是什么呢？
Is it safety?
是一种保障吗？
Is something you save?
是你存下来的吗？
Is it something you share?
还是你分享的？
Or is it something you use exclusively for yourself?
还是一种你完全就是为自己来用的一种东西？
What is your relationship with money?
你跟钱的关系是什么？
So today, as we just read, we will look into a passage that talks about money and materialism.
我们刚刚就讲了关于钱和一个物质化的事情。
We will talk about something, I guess we call the money sickness, or we might know it as greed.
我会讲一个关于叫做金钱病，或者说是一个小小的贪心或者贪婪的这个事情。
So let me start by, we just read the passage again.
我们可以再来读一读这个经文。
So today's reading is in Luke 12, 13 to 21.
所以今天我们再读一下这个路加福音第十二章十三到二十一节。
Okay, let me first read in English, and then Vivian will read for us in Chinese.
Enoch 会先读英文，然后我可以重复一遍中文。
Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What should I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I do. I will tear down my barns and I build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." God said to him, "You fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?" This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God.
众人中有一个人对耶稣说，夫子，请你吩咐我的兄长和要分开家业。耶稣说，你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官，给你们分家业呢？于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。又用比喻对他们说，有一个财主，田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐，你有许多财物堆积，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。神却对他说，无知的人呐，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？凡为自己积财，在神面前却不足的，也是这样。
Let us pray.
我们低头祷告。
Father God, thank you for gathering us here today, for this Sunday, to worship you together. Thank you for this fellowship we have, this opportunity to gather in your love, in your grace. I pray that today that you will speak through me, so that we will understand more about ourselves, about our relationship to money and materialism. I pray that you will change us, that this is not just another sitting here to listen and then you go home as we go home as nothing has happened. But I pray that you will change us and change our hearts so that we will be rich towards you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so this passage, it starts with a man asking Jesus to divide his inheritance with his brother.
这段经文呢, 是说这个人呢, 想要跟, 他的兄弟呢, 一起分家产。
Most probably, this man was the younger brother of the siblings.
所以呢, 我们可以看出来, 可能这个兄弟呢, 就是这两个兄弟里面比较年轻的那一个。
And the reason I say that is because back in time, the older brother would get two-thirds of the inheritance.
我这么说的原因呢, 是因为那个时候呢, 通常年纪小的比较小的那个弟弟呢, 他会只会说, 哦, 年纪大的那个呢, 他会拿到三分之二的财产。
Which means that the younger brother would be given less.
所以呢, 这个年轻的弟弟可能拿的就少了。
So this man was trying to tell Jesus, you know, Jesus, you need to talk with my older brother.
所以那个年轻的弟弟就跟耶稣说, 耶稣啊, 你要跟我哥哥说说。
He wanted Jesus to take his side.
他想要耶稣站在他那边。
He wanted Jesus to tell his brother to not be greedy.
他是想跟耶稣说, 耶稣, 你告诉我哥哥, 不要太贪心了。 Jesus
goes on and sees that the solution to this problem is not really how the money should be divided.
所以耶稣看到了这个事情的本质其实并不是关于钱是怎么分的。
The problem was really a money sickness within the hearts of the two brothers.
这个问题是在于这两个兄弟之间他们的心里是有一个金钱病的。
Jesus knew that dividing the money wasn't the real issue. The real issue was in their hearts.
分钱不是这个最关键的问题, 而他们的问题是在于他们的心。
It was this money sickness, this greed is a spiritual problem.
这个是他们的一个金钱病, 是一种, 是一种 属灵上的问题。
So when I say money sickness, it almost sounds like it's something you have when you have a lot of money.
所以我说金钱病的时候, 很多人觉得说, 啊, 是不是你也得有很多钱呀?
But money sickness does not have to come from having lots of money.
但是那个金钱病其实并不源于说你必须得有很多钱。
When we look at Job and Abraham, who were very rich in the Bible, they didn't have that problem.
我们看约伯亚伯拉罕他们在圣经里面他也是非常有富有的人但他们并没有金钱病。
You can have this money sickness yet still not have any money.
人就是可以得金钱病如果你什么钱都没有。
It is not as simple as to say that rich people are bad people.
不是简单的说富人就一定是坏人。
They are greedy.
因为他们贪心。
You know, but the poor people, they're the good people.
而穷人他们就是好人。
It doesn't really rely on your material wealth.
这并不实际上跟你的物质财富相关。
But it is related to the heart.
而是跟你的心相连。
Greed is ultimately putting money or materialism in the center of your life.
贪心是你其实是把钱放在你心里的正中间。
So it's money centeredness.
而是一种钱的中心化。
It's materialism.
是一种物质化。
Greed is a money sickness, and we need to find a way to acquire money wellness.
而贪心是让你变得有金钱病，那我们就要想，我们怎么可以得到一种金钱的健康状态。
And in the passage we read today, Jesus, in a way, shows us what we need to do in order to acquire this.
我们要让自己能够得到这种金钱的健康，要怎么做？
But first, we need to know what it is, and if we have it in our lives.
首先我们要知道这是个什么东西，然后我们要怎么处理。
So the three points I want to share today.
今天我有三点需要跟大家分享的。
Are be aware of the money sickness.
首先你要意识到什么是金钱病。
Understand what money sickness is.
明白什么是金钱病。
And how do we get money wellness?
然后我们是怎么样可以得到金钱的健康。
And I think through these three points, I want us to look into our own hearts and pinpoint the greed in our hearts and do something about it.
在我们听到这个时候，我想要大家能够直指自己的心，看看我们的这个金钱病到底有没有在我们的心里面。
I know it's very easy to start to pointing fingers and thinking, ah, hopefully this and this person is here to listen today.
啊，我这时候是很容易，就是把这个手指指到别人身上，就说，哎，这个人好像最好应该是在这里的，这个人是这个问题的。
But I want us to examine our own hearts.
但是我是想让大家来检查审视自己的心。
And not each other.
而不是我们互相的。
Okay, the first point.
好，第一步。
Going back to the Bible verse, we can see that this family was broken.
我们看到回去这个经文里面，我看到这个家庭其实是破碎的。
It was broken by greed.
是由贪心搞得支离破碎。
And Jesus told them that this was not what he was appointed to do. And the next thing Jesus says is interesting.
这个耶稣说，这并不是他其实想要告诉他们的，而是下面一个这个事情。
Jesus says, "Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed."
耶稣说，小心，你要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。
Why would Jesus say, "Watch out"?
为什么神要说小心？
When do we tell people to watch out?
我们什么时候会跟人说你得小心？
You don't tell someone to watch out if they know about it.
如果人家已经知道了，其实你并没有必要告诉人家要小心。
You tell people to watch out because it might surprise them.
因为你要告诉人家小心，是因为你可能会有一些小小的惊讶给他们。
It might be something that they didn't know about.
而是一些他们根本不知道、没有意识到的东西。
Or that they don't see.
或者他们没有看见的。
The assumption here is that greed is really something that is hidden.From our side.
这个假设这里是说这种事情其实是一个隐藏的
that we can't see it in ourselves.
我们自己是把它屏蔽了的
You know, Jesus never says, watch out for adultery.
耶稣曾经说啊，我们要小心奸淫
It isn't because greed is much worse than adultery or more destructive.
是因为贪心要比奸淫糟糕吗
But adultery is not as hidden and deceptive as greed.
而奸淫并不是一种隐藏的，其实每个人都知道。
I think most of the time,
大部分时候
almost always,
几乎所有的时候
you know when you're committing adultery.
你会知道，如果你要承认你是奸淫这个罪的话。
And if we continue this logic,
我们如果沿着这个逻辑思维来想下
it must mean that you almost never know that you are greedy.
也就是说，你几乎从来都不知道你是贪心的。
We need to be aware of money sickness because blindness to it is part of the condition.
我们要自己意识到自己可能会有这个金钱病，是因为我们会常常被这个事情所屏蔽，这是这个事情的一个前提条件。
To not be able to see greed in our lives is part of this sickness.
这是因为我们看不到它，是这种金钱病的一种前提。
You know, very rarely does someone who is greedy know that they are greedy.
很少情况会说有人说我贪心，因为我知道我自己贪心。
In our discipleship groups, Bible groups, small groups, we often talk about different virtues of how virtues we should have as a Christian.
在我的那个门徒小组，或者是查经小组，或者其他各种小组里面，我们常常会讨论一些关于圣经里面的品质。
We need to be loving.
我们需要很有恩慈。
You need to be trustworthy.
你需要很有信任。
Let your yeses be yes and noes be noes.
要有信有承诺。
We share about our struggles.
我们把我们自己的挣扎分享出来。
Struggling with patience.
是我们是不是没有信心啊
？We struggle with anger.
是不是我们会控制不好情绪啊
？But rarely does anyone say, "I have a problem with greed."
但很少会有人说，哎，我有一个贪心的毛病。
Jesus in the Bible talks probably 10 times more about greed than he talks about sex.
耶稣在圣经里甚至比聊性还要多十倍以上在聊这个贪心的问题。
It is that big of a problem.
这就是一个真的很大的问题吗
？Maybe because we are so blind to it, it's so easy to miss.
因为我们真的是对这个视而不见，所以让我们很容易错过这个事情。
Most people don't think that they are greedy.
大部分人觉得他们是不贪心的。
Nor do they think that they are that materialistic.
或者他们觉得他们不是这么的物质主义。
But you know what the funny thing is?
好玩的是什么呢
We all know that there are greedy people.
我们都知道有谁是贪心的
Maybe you already have someone in mind.
所以你现在可能脑子里想的那个人就是你觉得他是贪心的
But we never think that this is ourselves.
但我们从来不会想这人是我自己
To watch out is to ask ourselves questions.
去小心其实是为了让我问我们自己一些问题
Be suspicious. Look around you.
保持一个谨慎的心，看看你的周边。
Check with yourself and ask questions.
检查一下你自己，审视自己，然后问问自己问题。
Do I really need that?
我是不是真的需要这个东西？
Do I have enough?
我够了吗？
Can I live more simple?
我可以活得更简单点吗？
Can we give some of it away?
我可以把有些东西送出去吗？
If we don't ask these questions,
如果我们不问这些问题，
or we choose to not, just not,
或者我们选择视而不见，
we are being voluntarily blind to this sickness.
所以我们自动选择自己屏蔽这些问题。
Are you really on guard against greed?
那你就是在神的面前其实已经在承认你是贪心的了。
Are you watching out?
或者你小心。
Because when Jesus tells you to watch out,
因为神告诉我们你得小心了。
You really need to be careful.
你必须要真正的小心。
Second point.
而第二点。
To understand what the money sickness is.
我们要明白什么是金钱病。
So now we know that we need to be on our toes and ask questions to see if we have this sickness.
现在我们知道我们得小心谨慎了，检查自己有没有这个金钱病。
But what is really greed?
那到底贪心是指什么呢？
I don't think it's rocket science.
这个其实不难看出。
When we put money at the center of our lives, that is greed.
我们把钱放在我们生活的中心，那其实这就有一种金钱的表示。
When we think that money is way too important to us, that is greed.
如果神那个我们觉得钱简直太重要了，这其实就是一个问题。
We all know what that is.
我们都知道这是什么。
But where do you draw the line between too important and kind of important?
那你自己在这条线左边是有一点点重要，右边是非常非常重要之间，这个分界线你是在哪儿画？
Where do you draw the line of importance of money in our life?
你是在你的生命当中，钱是最重要这件事情，你把这个线画在哪
儿？ I think one thing is for sure.
有一件事情大家都确认的。
And that is if we get to choose where to draw that line.
我们可以选择这条界线要怎么画，画在哪儿。
We are certainly quite far from it.
我们是离它很远的。
And trying to draw the line, we will always look to other people.
而我们常常会画这条线的时候，看看别人是把这条线画在哪儿了。
We will always look and compare to other people.
我们会把自己跟别人比较。
That person is the really greedy person.
啊，那个人可贪心了。
And if that is greed,
如果那个是贪心的话
then I'm not even close.
我根本算不上什么。
So what we need is not a definition of what greed is.
我们需要的不是贪心的定义是什么。
But what we need are signs of greed.
我们需要知道是贪心的征兆有哪些。
We need signs we can look for.
有一些征兆是我们可以寻求的。
And if you see this in your life,
如果你看到这些征兆在你生命中出现了，
we will know that we are greedy.
那我会知道说，哎，我们其实有点贪心了。
A pastor called Timothy Keller in his sermon about money, he shows us six different signs that we can see in Luke chapter 12 that points to greed.
在这个提摩太牧师的讲道中，他提到了六个关于金钱病的一个征兆。我们在这个路加福音第十二章里面也可以看到。
The first one is in verse 19. It says, "And I say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry."
第一个征兆是在第十九节里面讲到，他说：“你有许多财产可以存积，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”
This guy is telling himself that he has lots and lots, lots of grain, lots of food, bigger barns, more of everything.
这个人就说啊，我其实有好多好的吃的喝的，然后我有很大的谷仓，然后年年都有剩余，感觉用的用不完。
He was dwelling in his success.
他是在自己的成功中沉迷了。
He was smug with his wealth.
他对自己的这个富余非常的沾沾自喜。
He was gloating.
他是有一点觉得就生怕别人不知道。
He was boasting and bragging about his wealth.
他一直在自夸自己的财富有多么的了不起。
He could spend as he wanted.
他可以随意的花费他自己想要的。
If we would see his spending, it would be mind-blowing.
如果我们看到他是怎么花的，我们应该会很惊讶。
Eat, drink, be happy, no limits.
吃喝玩乐完全没有任何的节制。
Look at me.
那看我自己呢？
Look at my wealth.
看我的生活呢？
More and more to myself.
我更多更多的会看到我自己。
I guess we can agree that this is obviously a sign of money sickness.
我们大概可以觉得说，这就是一种金钱病的一个征兆了。
The second sign we can find is actually found in the next passage in this chapter.
我们在下一个段里面也可以看到。
Let me read that to you. Then turning to his disciples, Jesus said, "That is why I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food to eat or enough clothes to wear. For life is more than food, and your body more than clothing. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for God feeds them, and you are far more valuable to him than any birds. Can all your worries add a single moment to your life? And if worry can't accomplish a little thing like that, what's the use of worrying over bigger things? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing, yet Solomon in all his glory was not as dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, he will certainly care for you. Why do you have so little faith? And don't be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Don't worry about such things. These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers all over the world. But your Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything you need. So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your Father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to those in need."
耶稣又对门徒说, 所以我告诉你们, 不要为生命忧虑吃什么, 为身体忧虑穿什么, 因为生命胜于饮食, 身体胜于衣裳。 你想乌鸦也不种, 也不收, 没有仓, 没有库, 神尚且养活它, 你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢? 你们哪一个能用思虑, 使寿命多加一刻呢? 最小的事情你们尚且不能做, 为什么还忧虑其他的事呢? 你想百合花怎么长起来, 它也不劳苦, 也不纺线, 然而我告诉你们, 就是所罗门极荣华的时候, 他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢。 你们这小信的人哪, 野地里的草, 今天还在, 明天就丢在炉里了, 神还给他这样的装饰, 何况你们。 你们不要求吃什么喝什么, 不要挂心, 这都是外邦人所求的, 你们必须用这些东西, 你们的父是知道的。 你们只要求他的国, 这些东西就必加给你们了。 你们这小群, 不要惧怕, 因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们。 你们要变卖所有的, 周济人。
Why is worry being mentioned after this passage about the rich fool?
为什么我们在这里要提到这个愚蠢的财主, 他这个关于金钱的这个忧虑?
Because worry is connected to greed.
因为这个担忧其实跟他的贪心是相关的。
When we worry about money,
当我们担心钱的时候,
when we start to worry about our living standards,
我们开始担心自己的生活质量,
we have set our hearts on material things.
我们就把自己的心放在了这个物质化的上面。
When we worry about money, it's because we don't have what we want.
因为我们担忧钱是因为我们没有拿到我们想要的东西。
You don't worry that much about money when you have money.
你不会担忧钱如果你有很多钱的时候。
And therefore it is possible to have this sickness even when you don't have money.
所以我们说当你能够得金钱病的时候可能你也不一定有很多的钱。
So when we start to worry about money,
当我们开始担忧钱的时候,
you are putting it in the center of your lives.
所以你就把这个钱放在你生命的中心了。
This is the second sign of greed.
这是第二种征兆。
Number three.
第三种。
In verse 15 it says, "Then he said to them, 'Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in abundance of possessions.'"
第三个征兆在第15节里面讲到说, 你们要谨慎自守, 免去一切的贪心, 因为人的生命不在乎家道丰厚。
All kinds of greed.
各种各样的贪心。
So there is more than just one kind of greed.
所以他贪心不只是只有一种。
And Jesus tells us to be on guard against all of them.
耶稣就告诉我们, 我们要谨慎自守。
In verse 24 it says, "Consider the ravens."
在第24节里面说, 你看看这些乌鸦呀。
Look at them. They don't sow or reap. They don't have big stores to secure food. But God cares for them. God feeds them.
你看乌鸦什么都没有, 什么也不做, 但是神给他的满足是丰丰富富的。
God secures them.
神是给他们保障了。
God is their safety.
神是他们的依靠。
They don't have any possessions.
他们什么,他们是一无所有的。
And one kind of greed is when we put money as our security in life.
那贪心是我们把什么东西当做我们生命的一种保障。
When we consider the size of our bank account as how safe we are,
如果我们想, 哎, 我们的银行账户上有多少钱, 是我们的一种生活依靠。
When we start to feel unsafe because our savings are not as much as we think it should be,
如果我们看到我们的存款越来越少, 是不是觉得越来越担忧了呀?
That is another sign of money sickness.
这是也是一种金钱病的一个征兆。
To gather up money.
去把钱囤起来。
Gather up possessions.
把你所有的财产囤起来。
Have lots of money, and no matter what goes wrong, money will fix it.
不管什么事情出了错，只要有钱，我就能搞定所有的事情。
Jesus is trying to tell us that if we cannot radically give away our money.
耶稣说，如果我不能大大方方、彻彻底底的把钱给出去。
If we make money our security,
如果把钱当作我生命的依靠，
we are just like the rich fool.
我们就像这个愚蠢的财主一样。
You know, the whole point with the parable we read,
我们在这个比喻里面完全可以看得到，
is to show you that money can't get you security.
其实是告诉你钱根本什么都做不了。
Because the only one that can give you that is God.
只能给你这些依靠和保障的只有神。
Jesus tells us in the parable, what can money do when you pass away tonight?
耶稣也在这个比喻里告诉你说，如果你今天晚上就过世了，钱能做什么？
Absolutely nothing.
什么也做不了。
Only God can make you safe.
只有神能够让你有安全。
Just like he makes the raven safe.
就像他让这个乌鸦一切都有一样。
Money can never do that.
钱根本做不了这些事情。
And I think this is one of the reasons that we worry about money.
这也是其中一种原因，我们为什么会担心这个钱。
We worry when we need to share it or give it away because we look at it as security.
我们担心说我们为什么要分享出去或者我要给出去，是因为我们把这个钱已经当作了我们一种保障。
You know, I think it's a lie to say that if you are money, that you are safe from all the dangers of life.
我们应该觉得这其实是一种谎话。如果说我有钱，我就可以从生命中避免所有的一切灾祸。
But we need to know that having money is definitely convenient.
当然我们觉得有钱肯定是一定会相对便利一些的。
We can use the money to get an easier life.
我们可以用钱来买一些更加便利的生活。
Maybe you can get someone to clean your house once a week.
让人家每个礼拜来你们家里帮你打扫啊。
Maybe you pay to someone to wash your car.
让人家帮你洗车啊。
Or deliver your food.
帮你上门送餐啊。
But are any of these things hard in life?
但这些事情是在生命里很难的吗？
Is this the hardships that we experience in life?
是这些是真正我们在生命中经历过的艰难吗？
Not really.
不竟然。
The hard things in life.
生命中的艰难。
Are tragedies.
是那些悲伤。
It's the accidents.
是一些事故。
It's the sickness.
是病痛。
It's the broken relationships.
是一些破碎的关系。
If we look at money as our security,
如果我们把钱当作自己的依靠，
you might not even spend that much money on yourself.
你可能在自己身上花的并不多。
This kind of greed is like a saving sickness.
这种其实是一种存储的病。
And through my upbringing, this has always been my view.
在我的成长过程中，这个通常是我被教授的一种观念。
Just like what I told you in the beginning.
就像我在开头的时候讲到说，
I was taught that I had to save.
我被教导说我得要好好的存钱。
That saving meant a safe future.
存钱就是好像在为你的将来做一个保障。
But clearly we see that Jesus disagrees with it.
很明显耶稣是不同意这个观点的。
Because only God can give us safety.
因为只有神才能给我们依靠。
So the third sign is we the third sign we find is when we look to money as our security.
第三个征兆是说我们把钱当作我们的依靠。
Fourth sign.
第四个征兆。
Jesus also talks about lilies.
耶稣也讲到了这个百合花。
They can't do anything for their beauty or clothing.
他们对自己的穿戴做不了什么事情。
But yet they are so beautiful.
但他们还是这么美丽。
The other kind of greed is to look to money as a way to beauty.
也就是说另外一种金钱病是说怎么把钱当作让自己变得光鲜亮丽的。
We don't look to money for security, but we look for it as a way to gain beauty.
我们把这个钱可能不能当作保障，但是我把钱作为自己变美变好的一个手段。
Money is a way to make us feel attractive and important.
让你用钱把你自己变得更有吸引力，更加的有意思。
It can be through clothes.
可以通过一些衣着啊。
It can also be through cars.
可以通过一些好车啊。
Or apartment at the right locations.
好地段的豪宅啊。
The right brands.
啊，一些名牌啊。
The things we think make us look good in others' eyes.
让我们觉得，哎，我们在别人眼中看起来自己挺不错的。
I think we all know what I'm talking about.
我想大家应该都明白我在说什么。
But you know, there is a great irony with this.
但其实还有另外一种含义。
Because when we use money in order for us to feel wanted,
我们是在用钱让别人觉得我们是被需要的。
We want us to feel important.
我们想让自己觉得，哎，我是一个重要的人物。
To feel loved of who we are.
去能够感受到爱。
You will never really know if people like you for who you are, or if people only like you for what you have.
你永远不知道别人喜欢你是因为你是你，还是因为别人喜欢你是因为你有什么。
And that kind of greed is like a spending sickness.
这种贪婪就像是一种在花销上的贪婪。
A fifth sign.
第五种征兆。
A more practical sign.
更实际的一种征兆。
In verse 29 it says, "For the pagan world runs after all such things."
在第二十九节里面，这个异教世界就追求这些东西。
When we run after it.
那我们在追求这些。
When we run after money.
然后我们在追求钱的时候
we know that we have a problem.
我就知道我们有点问题了。
This sign is quite easy to spot.
这个是很容易看到的。
When we overwork or overthink about it,
我们做很多然后想很多的时候
when the only thing we do is trying to, how do I get more money? How do I get more money?
我们唯一想的就是，哎，我怎么可以赚更多的钱？怎么能让钱越来越多起来？
And we work ourselves into the ground for it.
我们简直就是埋头苦干的，为了要多赚钱。
And we sacrifice everything in order to get more money.
我们把其他东西都放开一边，只是为了能够多赚赚钱。
That's another sign of sickness.
这也是一种金钱病的征兆。
Last sign.
而最后一种。
Also a practical sign.
也是一个很普遍的。
And also very short.
也很简短。
When we are storing up money instead of giving it away.
我们把钱都囤起来而不给出去。
That is also a sign of greed.
也是一种贪心的表现。
You know, there's a passage, or I guess there are more passages in the Bible that are scary, but one of them that scares, there's one of them that scares people when we read about it.
我们在圣经里面有很多文章，但是其中有一段可能是大家看了之后就觉得有点吓人的。
In Matthew 19,
在马太福音里面，这十九节，
there's a very, very rich person.
这里有一个很有钱、很有钱的人。
That feels like he has done all the right things.
他觉得他做了所有对的事情。
He then asked Jesus.
他没有问他问耶稣，
What other good things do I need to do in order to get eternal life?
我要做什么，还可以做什么，可以让我得到永生啊？
He does almost everything right.
他做了几乎所有对的事情。
But Jesus tells him to do one more thing.
耶稣跟他说，你再做多一件事情。
In the story, Jesus in the end tells that person that in order to be perfect,
耶稣告诉他，你想要做一个完美的话，你还要做一件事情。
You have to sell everything you have and give it to the poor.
你要把你所有的东西都卖掉，然后把它们分给穷人。
You know, sometimes when I read this,
那时候我读到这个经文的时候，
I would pray to Jesus, please don't do this to me.
我会跟耶稣祷告说，你别让我做这个事。
But now, so if we think to that time, we need to remember at that time there were no bank accounts.
我们要想想，在那个时候其实没有什么银行账户的问题。
All their values were in the possessions.
所有他们有价值的东西都在他们的财产里面。
So Jesus is basically saying that we need to give radically.
就是耶稣说你要给的彻彻底底，完完全全。
Jesus is calling you to dip into savings.
耶稣说你要在你的存款里面看一看。
Lowering our possessions.
把你的所有财产放低。
So that we can give to those in need.
所以我们才能把这些东西给那些有需要的人。
Giving away to the poor.
给那些贫穷的人
giving away to friends in need
给那些有需要的朋友们
giving it to ministry
给教会
giving it to people who need it
给那些有需要那些东西的人
if you see someone in need and you cannot give
如果你看到有些人是有需要的而你无法给
we are having money sickness
那我们也是有这个金钱病的征兆了
now we have gone through 6 different signs of greed of money sickness
现在我们看到了六个征兆
We have gloating about your possessions.
我们要降低你自己的所有。
Worrying about your money.
担心你自己的钱。
Thinking of money as security in your life.
把钱当做自己的依靠。
Looking to money in order to gain beauty.
要用钱来装扮自己。
You run after it.
拼命的追求钱。
Store it up.
把钱都囤起来。
All these signs show us that we might have a condition of money sickness.
这些都告诉我们，我们可能都已经占了这些金钱病的征兆了。
So now to the very last point.
所以我们来到最后一点。
How do we get cured from this sickness?
我们怎么能够 来治愈这个金钱病。
How can we obtain money wellness?
我们可以怎么样得到这个金钱的健康？
So Jesus gives us two points we need in order to get money wellness.
耶稣在这边来告诉我们两点。
Radically changed through grace and radically changed community.
一个是通过恩典来彻底改变，另外一个是一个彻底改变的教会。
So through today's sermon, I've mentioned several times about giving.
我今天在这个讲道里面已经提到了好多次关于给予的事情。
If you sit here and you're not a Christian,
如果你坐在这里，你可能不是一个基督徒的话。
It almost sounds like I'm saying that if you give away your money, you will get into heaven.
好像我好像跟你说，如果你不给你的给出你的钱的话，你就没办法去天堂了。
Give it away radically to the poor, and you will be saved.
你要把钱彻彻底底的给穷人，你就安全了。
Is that what Jesus is saying?
这个是耶稣在告诉我们的吗？
Well, that is not what Jesus is saying.
其实不是。
That is actually the exact opposite of what he's saying.
其实我们耶稣想要说的完全是正好相反。
If we look at verse 32 to 33,
如果我们再看一下第32段里面，
it says, So don't be afraid, little flock, for it gives your father great happiness to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give it to those in need.
不要害怕，因为你们的父乐意把国赐给你们，你们要变卖所有，周济人。
We are given the kingdom.
父赐给了国我们。
We are given it for free.
我们是免费的拿到的。
It was never earned in any way.
我们并没有通过任何方式赚取。
We did not pay for it.
我们也没有支付。
This does not require us to give away our money.
我不记得我们需要什么东西。
But when we truly understand that this has been given to us,
而我们要明明白白的知道我们到底被给了什么。
Then we will start to give.
然后我们才可以开始给予。
Because we have been given.
因为我们已经是被赐予了。
Anyone who stores up rather than gives it away,
有些人愿意囤而不愿意给。
What they are doing is to not be rich towards God.
那他们在神里面就不会富裕。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, 7 to 9, it says,
在哥林多后书第八章七到九节里面讲到，
I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. I'm not commanding you to do this, but I'm testing how genuine your love is by comparing it with the eagerness of the other churches. You know, the generous grace of Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich.
就当在这词汇的事上也格外显出满足来，我说这话不是吩咐你们，乃是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成为贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Paul doesn't say anything about any requirement for us to get the grace of Jesus.
保罗并没有告诉我们说要得到这种来自耶稣的恩典的有任何要求。
So in order for us to be able to give, we need to understand that God has given us his ultimate treasure.
我们在能够明白这种给予的时候，需要明白神已经给我们他自己的最终的宝藏。
Jesus.
耶稣。
When Jesus was on the cross, he became poor.
耶稣在十架上的时候，他成为贫穷。
He lost everything.
他失去了所有。
He liquidated everything he had on the cross.
他清算了他自己身上的所有。
His glory.
他的glory, 荣耀。
His power.
他的力量。
He died for the sake of our sins.
他为我们而死。
He paid everything for us.
他为我们付出了一切。
He became poor so that we could become rich.
他成为贫穷，而我们可以成为富有。
He gave up everything for each and one of us because he treasures us.
他为我们每一个人舍弃一切，是因为他真正的珍视我们。
Have you ever looked at this art?
大家有看过后面这个艺术品吗？
Do you know what it means?
知道这是什么意思吗？
I guess we can all guess who's on top, right?
我们可以看到上面。
But who's on this below Jesus? What is that?
这些下面的这些一块块是什么意思呢？
It's us.
是我们。
We are his treasure.
我们是他的宝藏。
If we truly know and understand that,
如果我们真正的知道也明白，
If we truly understand how much God loves us,
我们真的明白说神到底有多爱我们。
Money will just be money.
钱就只是钱。
It would not be security.
钱不会是一个保障。
It is not our way to beauty or acceptance.
钱不能让我们变得更美丽。
It would just be money.
那就是钱而已。
When we see that and truly understand what Jesus has done for us,
我们如果能够真正的明白神为我们做了什么的时候，
we will be free from this money sickness.
我们就会从这个金钱病里面释放出来。
And it's the second thing.
而第二件事
is to be a member of a truly changed community.
做一个完完全全改变的教会的一员。
In verse 32 to 33, what does Jesus say before he tells us about giving and selling our possessions and giving to those in need?
在32到33节里面，神在说你把所有东西都给出去的时候，他还说了什么？
He says, "Do not be afraid, little flock."
他说你别担心你们这些小你们这小群。
Are we afraid?
我们担心吗？
What are we afraid about when it comes to giving?
我们担心什么？当我们开始要给东西的时候
，It's actually quite easy.
其实很容易。
Just think about, oh, I have to give a lot of money away.
就想一想啊，我要把好多好多钱都给出去了。
Your first thought would be.
你第一个想法可能是。
What about me?
我呢
？If I give everything away, what about me?
那我把钱都给出去，那我怎么办呀
？I understand that God, that you want me to give, but what about me?
我明白神说，哦，你要学会给予，但是。那我给出去了，我自己怎么办呢
？What about my needs？
我的需求呢
？What about my clothes？
我的衣服呢
？What about my food？
我的食物呢
？If I give it away, will I have enough？
如果我给出去了，那我自己还有没有啊？够吗
？Will this stop me from having what I need？
这些会让我开始变得现在我所有的东西就没有了吗
？We are afraid to give because we are afraid that we won't get what we need。
我们很害怕给予，是因为我们害怕我们得不到我们想要的。
But we need to know that God。Will provide.
但是我们要知道，明白神是会给予的，会供给我们。
In verse 31, we just read, "Seek first the kingdom, and then everything you need will be given to you."
在三十一节里面，他讲到说，你们只求他的国，这些东西就必加给你们了。
So when we give to the poor, God will provide for us.
当我们把这些东西给了穷人之后，神自然就会给我们有供给。
He will help you win the lottery every time you need money.
他可能会让你每次都能够赢得这个大奖。
Is that true?
会吗
？Maybe not exactly like that.
不一定定是。
But in verse 32, it says.
但在第二三十二节里面讲到。
Do not be afraid, little flock.
第二三十二节，不要害怕你们这小群。
That is plural.
这个是一个it's a
plural.
是一个复数。
Flock is in plural.
这个小群是一个复数。
Jesus is talking to a group.
耶稣是在跟一群人讲话。
If we are giving the kingdom,
如果我们是被赐予了国，
we are a member of the kingdom community.
我们就是这个国的教会里的人。
And if that is the case, we no longer need to be afraid to give.
所以我们在那个情况下根本就不用害怕去给予。
In Mark 10:21 to 30, it says.
在马太福音里面讲到。马可福音里面讲到
Truly I tell you, Jesus replied, No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. Homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields along with persecutions and in the age to come eternal life.
耶稣说我实在告诉你们人为我和福音撇下房屋或是弟兄姐妹 父母儿女田地没有不在今世得百倍的就是房屋弟兄姐妹母亲儿女田地且要受逼迫再来世必得永生
When we become a member of a kingdom community we get a new family
当我们成为神的国度的一员的时候我们就得到了一个新的家庭
We get a huge family
我们得到了一个大的家庭
But we cannot just read and remember parts of this verse.
那我们可能也是为什么可以互相
We cannot just only remember parts of this verse.
我们可能只是记得其中的某一个部分。
It also mentions fields.
它还提到了田地这个概念。
With this kingdom community, we not only become a part of a new and great family.
成为这个国度的一员的时候，我们不是只是成为这个家庭的一员。
But we also share each other's fields.
我们还分享各自的田地。
Each other's possessions.
互相的所有。
If we are in need,
如果我们是有需求的时候，
the community will help us.
这个教会是会帮助我们的。
Just like we will be sharing when we see others in the community in need.
就像我们看到别人有需要的时候，我们会去分享。
Jesus is telling us that we need to be in a community where people don't consider their positions their own.
耶稣说我们会在这一个社区或者一个教会里面看到说每个人都不把自己的所有当作是所有，而是教会的一部分的时候。
It all comes from God.
这些都是来自于神。
You can give boldly and radically to those in need.
你可以把这些东西完全的给出去。
Don't be afraid because your needs will be met.
因为不用担心，因为你的需求也会被满足。
Not through lottery tickets.
不是通过那些乐透大奖，
but through the community we are in，
而是通过我们这个所在的社区或者教会，
through the ones that are sitting next to you，
通过那些坐在你周遭的人。
If this is our community，
如果这是我们的教会，
if we care for each other's needs，
如果我们热心别人的需求，
you can give freely，
你可以完完全全的给出。
We need to become a community where we knowThat our brothers and sisters cares for us.
我们需要在一个这样的教会，当我们知道我们的弟兄姐妹是真正的热心我们的需要的。
They will care for our needs.
他们关心我们的需求。
And together we can meet the needs of others around us.
而我们大家一起就会互相满足个人的每个人的需要。
So greediness is all around us.
永远是在我们的周遭包围着我们。
And I think it's much closer than you think.
而且比我们自己想象的离我们更近。
We need to start to examine our hearts for this disease.
我们要自己审视我们的心。
So easy to see the greediness of others.
很容易看到别人的贪心。
But be completely blind toward your own greediness.
而对自己所谓的贪心可能视而不见。
Watch out.
要小心哦。
Jesus said.
耶稣说。
Because our own greed is hidden from us.
而我们的贪心